From KXCI in Tucson, it is time for the classic pick of the week. Volunteer Chris Carey spends his Sundays selecting and researching our classic pick each week, and then he's kind enough to come in and share his findings with us.
So this week, we're going to talk about an artist that I know we both adore, Joe Jackson.
Yeah, Joe Jackson. So we're going to look at his fifth studio LP, Night and Day. It came out in 1982, this month, 37 years ago. Joe Jackson, he was born in the UK in 54, and he learned how to play piano. Well, first of all, he started playing violin, and then he switched to piano when he was 16 and took to it like a fish to water, like a duck to water, whatever. And he started playing out in bars as young as 16. And then he actually got a scholarship to play at the Royal Academy of Music, where he studied composition. So this guy, he did his homework literally, and he formed his first band not long after he got out of high school or out of college, called Arms and Legs, and then that didn't last very long, and he made his way just playing piano and kind of hiring himself out for a few years, sending demos out all the time, and he sent a demo to A&M Records, who signed him, and he released the first album that we were just discussing how much we liked, Look Sharp, which came out in 79. And you know, right then he came out, you know, that album came out in 79. Elvis Costello's first record came out in 79. I think Nick Lowe's Jesus of Cool came out in 78 or 79. So there was this kind of neat singer-songwriter slash, they weren't quite new wave, weren't quite punk, weren't quite singer-songwriter, this kind of thing that came out of England at the same time. And Joe Jackson was very much a part of that. Look Sharp was a great record, and he basically was put on the map by the single Is She Really Going Out With Him, which has been in a, you know, ton of soundtracks and movies. I'm trying to think what movies. Was it in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? I don't think it was in that. Anyway,
I don't think so. I know my Fast Times pretty well.
It was in some 80s teen movie, yeah. I'm sure. So, then after Look Sharp, he released I'm the Man and Beat Crazy, which they did okay, but they didn't get as much attention as Look Sharp did. Then he released in 1981 Jump and Jive, which was kind of different. It was all these covers of 20s, 30s, and 40s acts like Cab Calloway and Glenn Miller. And quite honestly, I know of that album, but I haven't listened to it too much. And it makes sense, because probably when I was younger, I don't know if I would appreciate it like I would now.
Right.
So maybe that's something I'll look at down the road. But they began recording for what was Look Sharp in January, February of 1982 at Blue Rock Studio, which is a kind of a famous studio in New York City. Even though he was from the UK, he moved to New York in like 1981, I believe. And he was kind of taken with the city. As a matter of fact, this album, in a lot of ways, is kind of an homage to New York, specifically Stepping Out, which has to do with, you know, getting ready to go out on the town. But it was also, I didn't know this until I was doing this research, it's also a tribute to Cole Porter. And he was a big fan of Cole Porter, who was, for those of you who don't know, Cole Porter, along with like George Gershwin, wrote a lot of musical tunes in the 20s, 30s, and early 40s.
Well, the title is literally
Night and Day. Yeah. Is a Cole Porter. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Cole Porter song. And so, and when you listen to it, when I read that and then I went back and listened to it, you can totally hear a lot of that kind of arrangement. Now, And the neat thing that Joe Jackson did on this is not only is it, he kind of went away from the new wave stuff that he did early on. And he really, this has a lot of jazz in it. And it has a lot of arrangement that it will remind you of Cole Porter or George Gershwin. But it also has a Latin rhythms all throughout the album, which is kind of cool. And so at the time, it's still to this date, when you listen to a lot of stuff from this time period, it kind of doesn't mesh well with what everybody else was doing. It has some 80s synthesizers in there, but they're mixed with Latin rhythms and jazz and you know, 20s and 30s, like, you know, musical kind of instrumentation and arrangement. So it does sound quite a bit different. And because of that, I really like that. And I think I like that now more than I probably would have as a kid. You know, when you're a kid, you don't recognize all the different things that go into that.
Right.
But anyway, this was a huge commercial success. It was the biggest commercial success of any album he released, and he's released quite a few. I think he's released like 19 or 20 studio and live albums. It was it had two big singles on it, Steppin' Out and Breaking Us in Two. Those were the two big singles, and it got a couple Grammy nominations. It went platinum in the U.S., and I believe both of those singles were in the top 40 in five or six different countries. Over time, you know, critically over time, it fared pretty well when it came out. I think most critics thought quite highly of it, and today still, I think a lot of people do. I don't know if you would press critics on what was his best record. A lot of people would probably say Look Sharp, but I think that this is definitely, if this isn't his best, it's probably his second best record, as most critics would think. But it was definitely his most commercially successful.
No question. I'm talking with Chris Carey about Joe Jackson's Night and Day. Came out right around this time, back in 1982. It is our classic pick of the week, support for which is brought to you by Downtown's Good Oak Bar, purveyors of small batch whiskeys and mezcals, and All Arizona Beer Board, and local foods-based pub fare from the Diablo Burger Kitchen, located at 316 East Congress, and online at goodoakbar.com. Anything else to add, Chris, before we get into your first selection here?
Nothing other than this. I chose this first one because it really does. It has all of those elements we were just talking about that you can really hear. It's called Cancer, which is kind of a funny title, but it's kind of about this hypochondria kind of vibe that you get, that everything causes you cancer. But you can totally hear the piano work that you know, this whole album is arranged around piano. And, you know, it kind of has that Cole Porter kind of influence. And definitely you can hear the Latin rhythms in this one as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Chris.
You're welcome.
Always great to have you. This is Joe Jackson's Cancer from Night and Day, our classic pick of the week.